Today is Sunday, December 13th, 2015, and this...
Fluff LeCoq, once a showgirl herself, is no stranger to the back rooms of the Vegas stage. She's been in this town for 27 years and now acts as company manager for the Jubilee show.
Part of my job is to make sure that there are no obvious holes on stage. I'm constantly rejuggling people like playing chess every single night.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 531. Las Vegas!
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. We are back after our week off last week. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy our week off?
I did. Did you?
I did. Oops. A little rusty.
Way to go.
Thanks.
We had pancakes. They were delicious.
In lieu of podcasting.
In lieu of podcasting.
We had pancakes. Yeah. As I posted on Twitter, I just didn't feel like doing a show. Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best just to go with that, I've learned.
Yep.
And now I'm ready to go. I'm feeling good. Happy to be back behind the microphone.
That's good.
Technical foibles and all.
All right.
Yeah. So that opening clip was a tribute to Fluff LeCoq, mm-hmm. former, I don't know what her official title was, stage manager or something from Jubilee. She used to be on all the Travel Channel shows whenever they'd talk about Jubilee.
Yeah.
And she died this week.
Yes.
At age 92, I think. She was in her 90s. But Fluff LeCoq is the greatest name of all time.
It's great.
Yep. So anyway, I was able to pull that out.
That was nice.
Thought you'd appreciate that.
I did.
Sadly, just days after Fluff passed away, news came down late last night that Jubilee is being canceled.
Ah.
It is done. It's almost done. 2 months. February 11th is the final day of Jubilee, the longtime Bally's show, the last of the classic Vegas Showgirls productions. It is going away. Not a huge surprise, given that it's been rumored for years, and they revamped it a couple years ago, and that, by all accounts, was kind of a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, not shocking, I guess, but still sad.
Yeah,
it's a piece of history. You know, you like to have one of those old shows around.
Mm-hmm. You like to have some rhinestones with your boobs, right?
With my boobs.
With your viewing of boobs, not.
No, I don't know. Not necessarily.
Mm.
We saw it a long time ago, and it was entertaining. I liked it.
I liked it a lot, but enough to go back.
No,
sadly,
sorry to see it go.
Yeah.
So staff was announced.
Taken advantage of that.
Staff was informed last night, apparently, and the cast and crew, and then there was a press release from Bally's. So it is official. It's going away. If you have had a burning desire to see Jubilee and you haven't yet, you really have no excuse because it's been around for 34 years. So you've got 2 months left to do it. No word yet on what they're going to replace it with.
I wonder about that.
I'm guessing something far less interesting.
Uh-huh.
But who knows? Maybe they'll bring in a headliner of some sort. It's a pretty decent-sized showroom. And I like that showroom. It's cool. It's, you know, old Vegas showroom layout. And who knows? Maybe they'll bring back Veronique. I don't think she has any dates scheduled.
Hmm.
That wouldn't really do much for me, but I don't know. So anyway, that's Jubilee. It's going away. Boo. And Fluff died. What a shitty week for Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
It was confirmed in Robin Leach's article about this, that she was not aware of the closing before she died. So if anyone's wondering if that's what killed her, no, apparently not.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. All right. So down at Encore, there's something interesting going on. They're planning on opening a new... So they've had part of their casino floor walled off for a while. Vegas Tripping reported on this a while ago. Pretty substantial chunk of the casino floor. And it has since come out what that is going to be used for. Vegas Tripping and Las Vegas Weekly both reported on this. It's going to be called Encore Players Club.
Oh, so it's the slot club.
Wouldn't you think so? Wouldn't you think that's what it would be?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what it is.
And why would they have? Why would they devote such a large space to a slot club? Don't you just need a booth?
Pretty much. Yeah, so...
But no, that's not what it is.
So first of all, we have name confusion issues, because when you hear Players Club in Vegas, it's usually the slot club. You go, you get your card, you put it in the machine, you earn points, everybody's happy. That's not what this Players Club is. This is apparently going to be 5,000 square feet of casino space designed for millennials. What does that mean? Well, they're going to have casino stuff, table games, but they're also going to have a bunch of TVs and some lounge seating and a shuffleboard thing. What is a shuffleboard? Is it a... I mean, I know what it is, but what do you call the thing it's played on?
I don't know.
They're going to have a shuffleboard.
I can picture it. It's a...
Board?
Yeah.
Shuffleboard? Board? Shuffleboard layout? I don't know. It's a place where millennials can hang out and be cool while gambling. This scramble for millennials by the casinos is so fucking entertaining because none of them know what the hell they need, what the hell to do.
Right.
So they're just like, what would millennials like? I don't know. I hear they like Captain Crunch cereal. Let's make that available. They're just trying whatever. I don't know about this, but we'll see. Maybe the millennials will love it.
This has nothing to do with anything, but uh-huh. When I was younger, we used to live next door to somebody who had a shuffleboard layout in their basement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how advanced.
Mm-hmm. No, it was the 70s.
Never really took off as a thing.
No.
They're also going to have something called interactive pro tables, according to the Las Vegas Weekly, that allow for 4 user screens. You can have TV, video, and interactive content augmented with 8 high-fidelity speakers and plenty of headphone jacks. I don't know what the fuck this is. I suspect it's some way to... Here's what this is. They thought, okay, so we know that millennials like to do a dozen things at a time. How can we make that possible? Let's put in these TVs where you can have picture within a picture within a picture and let them do all their stuff at once while gambling. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Old man dressing is back.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe millennials will love this. Maybe they will laugh at it. I don't know. I'm confused by this whole millennial scramble. I get it because they've got, you know, they're getting to that age where they're the group of people who have money to spend. You know, they're in their 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants that cash. And they figure those of us who are a little bit older, we've already made our decisions. We know what we like and don't like. So, you know, there's no point in marketing to us anymore in the same manner. So they're going after the younger audience, which is fine.
So they can mold them and change them or something? Or
no. So they can take their money. That's all. They want their
money. Are they not interested in taking our money?
They are, but they assume that we already know what we like and are therefore, we've already made our decisions. This is fact.
I'm confused by this.
When you get to a certain age, you no longer are really making choices in the way you used to. You are established in the brands that you like.
Okay.
And you're going to go with those.
So are they still going to cater to people with those brands?
Well, yeah.
Or have they said, oh, fuck all you, we're going for the millennials?
No, but they have to come up with new stuff in order to bring in the younger audience.
Okay.
The old ways don't work. That's why they have to have 47 screens and a place for them to fucking lay around.
All right.
That's the funny thing. So Cosmopolitan put in their lounge space, you know, up on the third floor when they first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Third, second, whatever.
Third.
Yeah. And then others have kind of done similar, like SLS for a while. I don't know if it's still there, but around the time of Rock and Rio, they put in an area just to chill out space on the casino floor for the millennials. I love that. It's like,
how many people did that draw? One?
How fucking lazy are these kids? We need a place to lounge. It's because, I don't know, is the perception that they spend all their time at Starbucks and that's what you do there? People just hang around?
People of all ages go to Starbucks, though.
I don't know.
People need their coffee, man.
Don't get me started.
Will you be going outside and yelling at clouds after the show?
Has any productive work actually occurred in a Starbucks? You know, you could blow up all the coffee shops in America and you wouldn't lose one piece of poetry that was worth anything. Do people still write poetry in coffee shops?
Probably.
What is this, 1967? Okay, moving along. I can't wait to see what this looks like. I'm very curious whether or not Wynn has nailed it with the millennials and they'll bring in all these people. And that's where they're going to chill out while waiting to go into the club. Okay. There are some renovations happening downtown as well at the Cal, also known as California. They've announced numerous renovations, which is a little bit odd. They announced this about a week ago. It's odd because they've already been undergoing these renovations for several months. I don't know why they waited so long to announce them. The first was, of course, the change of restaurants from Pasta Pirate to California Noodle Shop.
I disapprove.
That happened like a year ago.
I still disapprove.
And then they've been renovating the...
I'm sure that the Noodle House is fine or whatever, but Pasta Pirate, come on.
It's a fun name. The casino floor has been undergoing renovations for a few months, and they, like I said, they've just announced it even though it's been happening. They're doing a complete renovation of all the public areas. They're going to be doing some additional restaurant changes. They've alluded to additional bar and restaurant changes on the way, but they have not provided any details. So if you enjoy a specific restaurant at the Cal, you may want to go there now because it might not be around long if they do another flip like they did to Pasta Pirate.
I have a feeling they'll still keep their...
They'll keep the Hawaiian shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of these changes are obviously targeted.
I was going to say it a little more eloquently than that.
Spam Hut will remain and
oxtail soup to go.
Yeah, everybody would be freaking out if they got rid of the oxtail soup. I'm not a big soup guy, and I have no idea what the fuck oxtail tastes like.
A lot of people really like it.
I know. I may need to try it sometime just because I'm curious. Mm-hmm. And at first I'm like, fuck, that sounds nasty, but whatever. I guess it's delicious. Any idea what
I'm open to trying it.
Any idea what oxtail soup tastes like?
Nope.
I'm guessing like chicken soup, but probably not.
I was thinking it's more like a beef broth, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no information on this. I will look it up later.
Soup doesn't... Going to a restaurant ordering soup, I just don't...
It's like that episode of Seinfeld. Where...
It's not a meal. I just don't see it. All right. They're going to also be renovating all of their hotel rooms. That will be complete next year. That's good. You always like to have fresh new hotel rooms downtown.
Mm-hmm.
If they had fresh new hotel rooms, I might consider staying there. So there you go. Another Boyd property downtown is the Fremont. I know we talked about the new bar when that opened, Filament Bar. We actually reviewed it on a recent show. Some additional changes happening there that I'm a little leery of and curious about. The Paradise Cafe and Buffet.
Which we recently discovered.
I know. Is closed for renovations, reopening December 24th. And as we discussed at, I think, was it on the Vimp show?
Either the Vimp show or the one after.
Yeah. We went there and it was like walking back in time. It was magical.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit worried about the renovations because
I'm hoping they're doing some vacuuming and cleaning and painting and
Do you think it takes 3 weeks to do that?
I don't know, but I wanna say that somebody posted on the Facebook group that they've closed down for renovations before just to do some basic maintenance.
Okay, good.
So I'm hoping that's what's going on.
Yeah. Actually, it's only about a little over two weeks that they're closed, December 8th to the 24th. So, yeah, you know.
I'm hoping they're just doing basic maintenance and leaving the fabulousness alone.
Leave all the mirrors, leave all the fake plants, leave all the big old booths.
Yep.
We'll keep you updated as we learn more.
Mm-hmm.
After it's open, if anybody goes there on Christmas Eve, let us know.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Something big happening on the Strip, it's going to take many years, but more details were announced, is the renovation and expansion of the Las Vegas Convention and the Convention Center, which is overseen by the Convention and Visitors Authority. They released more details recently about the timeline for their expansion. This isn't normally something we talk about, but because it involves the former Riviera space, I thought we would provide an update, because I know a lot of people are wondering what's going on, how long is that going to be? Just standing there. The actual demolition date has not yet been announced, but it's supposedly going to be probably in the spring. The first phase, Riviera, is going to be demolished. That land is going to be cleared by March 2017 for use at a construction equipment trade show. They need it to be just a big parking lot by that point. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're going to do first. Then they're going to begin construction of the expansion.
Will they be using the construction equipment from the trade show?
Oh, they could just... Good point. They could just keep that all there. Just go to work. As soon as the trade show's done, start digging.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you think. That's efficient and probably not going to happen. So, yes, late 2016, they're going to begin construction of the massive expansion of the convention center. That's going to take 4 years. So that's going to be a big deal. The existing convention space will then be renovated between 2020 and 2022. And then there's a final stage they have not yet announced, and that's where a lot of the Riviera land apparently is going to come into play. I know previously they've alluded to some sort of new transportation hub, so I don't know if that's going to be that far down the line. They haven't really said specifically what they're going to do with that, but there's going to be a lot of work happening in that area of the Strip and kind of behind the Strip for the next 10 years probably. So there you go. That's what's happening with Riv. I would imagine, like I said, they will announce. They haven't decided if they're going to implode Riviera or come in and knock it down. I think it depends on probably safety issues and asbestos and things like that. Well, they probably have to pull all the asbestos out beforehand anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing that now.
You don't want to just, you know, have that flying in the air when you...
No, that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit of a safety issue.
Yep. Speaking of Las Vegas transportation, this is an interesting little nugget of information. There is a three-year initiative by representatives from the tourism and transportation industries in Las Vegas to make recommendations for a long-term plan regarding the city's transportation.
Hmm.
They recently put together a report. The Review Journal has reported on some of the highlights. This is just recommendations at this point. There's a long way to go before any of these things happen, but I thought they were kind of interesting. One of the biggest pieces involves a light rail system, and that would serve the airport and the Strip as well as downtown.
Question.
Yes.
How would this work with the monorail?
I don't know.
Replace the monorail? Mm. Would it, what?
No, because they're also talking about extending the monorail to Mandalay Bay's convention center and the Sands convention center, as we talked about a couple weeks ago. That's part of this plan too.
Okay.
So it would be in addition to.
I
know. Seems weird, doesn't it?
Because the monorail, still not doing that well.
I don't know. No, it's not. So this would be...
So why would you put something in addition to that?
I don't know. And the thing is, so this whole plan is $12 billion.
Uh-huh.
But the light rail part isn't included in that $12 billion. Like, okay, so this is one of the bigger parts of your plan. Why are you not including that in the price tag? Probably because that would shoot it up to like $100 billion or something. Anyway, so that's part one. We'll be following that. I don't know if that'll ever happen. Seven new pedestrian bridges over the Strip, including at Sahara and a couple other, well, obviously seven other places. So that I could see happening because there's always concern about pedestrian safety and pedestrian traffic and making sure that people aren't getting hit. And as areas are more populated with touristy stuff, you certainly want to keep them safe. The places where they don't have pedestrian bridges and you're crossing the Strip are still a little sketchy. Actually, I think we have a phone call about that later. But I think the pedestrian bridges are a good thing. So if they put in more of those, bravo. I'm for it.
Yep.
A downtown Las Vegas circulator.
Anything that eliminates humid roadkill.
There you go. So some sort of downtown Las Vegas, I don't know if this would be like a minibus system. It's envisioned by some as a trolley system that would move pedestrians around downtown. Okay. I guess so.
I don't know if, well, depends on where they go.
How expansive? Well, downtown is more than just Fremont Street,
yeah.
So it might be a good thing if you hit all of the other stuff that there is to do downtown, which isn't a lot, but...
I might need a trolley to haul me back from Atomic Liquors sometime.
There you go. How wonderful would that be is to just for a dollar to jump on, I don't know.
For a dollar.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, extension of the monorail. And those are the major points. There's a total of like 60-some recommendations, but those are the big ones. A lot of things would have to happen for this to go from beyond just the planning and recommendation stage to actually occurring. Over the next couple months, they're going to be presenting this to local and state government officials, trying to get them on board. I wouldn't expect to see a light rail system going up anytime soon. It's going to take a long time if that ever happens. And the monorail extension, who knows? They got to figure out how to pay for it and get everybody on board and get land rights and all that shit. So time will tell.
Have they talked about other transportation, other transportation such as vehicles and cabs and things?
I don't know if that was
in conjunction with this.
I'm sure that there's something in there, but like I said, this is just highlights from 64 recommendations.
Okay.
I know they're part of the convention center plan involves some sort of massive transit hub where Riviera currently is. So I would imagine that there would be some sort of a, that would bring all of these different types of transportation together and include automobiles. I think Las Vegas's long-term plan is to eliminate the automobile. I don't think so. That's based on nothing. Speaking of automobile transportation, Uber, which we've been excited about entering the Las Vegas market along with Lyft, they have finally begun dropping off and picking up people at McCarran Airport. There was a little bit of a delay in that. Lyft has been doing it for a while, but now Uber can serve your airport needs. And that means, you know, if you don't like the whole taxi cab situation, you've got an alternate. They've also dropped their pricing for UberX, which is their lowest tier of service. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's more affordable. It's easy. If you've never used Uber, you can download their app and figure it out. It's not hard.
Is the price, I mean, it's assuming decent. You're not being long hauled, is it comparable to?
Yeah, it's lower than the cab fares. Okay. It's a good deal. As far as pickups, for Terminal 1 at the airport, the pickup point is level 2M of the parking garage. And for Terminal 3, it's the valet level. So I think this is all spelled out in the app. So when you get to Las Vegas and you say, I would like an Uber car, it will tell you where to go. It does the same at the casinos. If you're there, it'll tell you where to go.
Does it tell you where to go politely, or does it tell you where to go?
I'm pretty sure it's polite. Okay. Yeah, it's not like, thank you for your business, now go to hell. That wouldn't serve any purpose. That would be bad. I don't think the millennials would like that. They like to be told nicely. Rock of Ages, the show at Venetian, we've been talking about it on and off for a few months because it's been rumored to be moving. We knew that it was closing in January, early January. The rumor has been, and it has now been confirmed, that it is moving to Rio, reopening there on January 25th in the former Crown Theater space, now called the Rock of Ages Theater. There's no indication that Bourbon Room is following suit, unfortunately.
Oh.
That is open until after the Super Bowl. February 7th, I believe, is its last day.
I like Bourbon Room.
The Venetian. I know.
I say that every time we discuss it.
So the Bourbon Room is a fantastic bourbon bar, and they play hair metal, and it's tied in with the show, and it's...
And sometimes you get performances.
Sometimes you get cheeseball performances as part of your entertainment there. We've enjoyed our time there, but we thought that maybe it would be moving to Rio because, obviously, the tie-in with the show, but there's been no announcement indicating that that will be happening. I'm still hopeful, but I would think they would maybe announce that soon if that were happening. Let's talk about some new hotel rooms that are sprouting up on the Strip, starting with Planet Hollywood. They have announced some new rooms that are available called Ultra Hip Rooms. This is a renovation of 180-plus of the old Hollywood Hip Rooms, which are no longer called Hollywood Hip Rooms, by the way. They're just called Hip Rooms. I think they're de-Hollywooding Planet Hollywood.
Huh.
I know. We'll talk about that more in a second. The new ultra hip rooms, here's what leads me to believe that they are de-Hollywooding Planet Hollywood. The new ultra hip rooms have no movie memorabilia, which is kind of one of the fun aspects of staying at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, you open the door. What movie am I get?
Yeah.
Am I going to get?
If you've never stayed at Planet Hollywood, the way that it works is you get to your room and you open up the door and there's going to be a big movie poster for a specific movie, typically, along with some sort of piece or pieces of memorabilia in a little coffee table, end table type thing.
Unless some people have removed said memorabilia, like they did with Empire Records.
And usually there are a couple other things hanging around the room, some sort of thing that they've used on set or something, or maybe some pictures from the movie. And yeah, that's one of the things I like about staying there. Like, I wonder what B movie I'm going to get now. Because it's usually not the huge blockbusters.
You're not going to be in a Titanic room.
Probably not. We've had Cliffhanger.
Yep.
And Hot Shots Part Deux and Empire Records. Mm-hmm. But the Ultra Hip Rooms, no, they don't have it. They're also remodeling their suites. I'm not sure if the suites are going to be de-themed as well, but I suspect as much. Keep an eye on the Planet Hollywood Facebook page if you want to see photos and details. You can also book the Ultra Hip Rooms now. As far as pricing, I pulled up some random dates in February, and the way that it was structured is the regular basic hip rooms for the
night. Are those the ones with the really shitty
tiny window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although the picture they have of the Ultra Hip Rooms, it looks like it has a larger window. And I know that they're not doing that sort of renovation, but maybe there are a handful of them that, depending on what floor, that maybe have larger windows, and they started with those. I don't know. Or maybe the photo is bullshit. It's one of those artist rendering things. We'll see. The ultra hip rooms. Okay, so the basic hip rooms for the nights I pulled up, just regular weeknights in February, were about $100. And this was without my total rewards number in, so this is like anybody pricing. The resort rooms, which I like the resort rooms. We've stayed in those. And those are a little bit bigger, a little bit nicer layout as far as I'm concerned. They have bigger windows. Those are $120. And then the ultra hip rooms, which are brand spanking new, $220. So this is a pretty good price leap for the newly renovated rooms at Planet Hollywood. So I don't think I'll be taking one of those anytime soon. But if anybody does stay in one of those, we'd love to have a review of what you think of the room. They look shiny and new and decent design. You never really know by looking at the pictures whether they did it on the cheap or if it's hard to say.
Yeah, and sometimes the perspective gets altered. Things look bigger or smaller than they really are.
So there you go. There are also some new rooms across the street at Cosmopolitan. They have released a couple new room types, City Studio and Executive Suites. Vegas Tripping had a really nice write-up with photos on this a few days ago. Check that out if you have not already. The city studio rooms are 630 square feet, so it's one step above their basic city room. They're priced at $150 and up. The executive suite is 760 square feet. That's priced at $250 and up. New designs, very nice. It'll be interesting to see if they carry that design through to their other rooms, because Cosmo's probably getting close to that point where they might start remodeling some of their existing rooms as well. The unfortunate part about these rooms is no terraces. These are among the rooms that do not have that lovely feature. And if I'm staying at Cosmopolitan,
I want a terrace.
Should we pause here and take care of our dumbass dog?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Okay. Through the magic of the pause button, we're back. Cosmo news.
What were we talking about?
Our fucking idiot dogs, and I'm so fucking pissed at right now.
Aww.
I need something to cleanse. Okay. Is this okay with you?
Go ahead.
I am Siegfried. And I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season.
And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
Okay, that's better. Now I feel good.
Okay.
You knew that was coming today, didn't you?
I did know. I was like, okay, wait.
December.
Yeah.
All right. Continuing on with more Cosmopolitan news, the former Book and Stage Lounge bar space that has been closed down for renovations is reopening by the end of the year. That is the news there. Click is the name of the lounge. And New Year's Eve is their target date, so it should be open. There's a lot going on at Cosmopolitan in the casino. Like, half of the casino space seems to be walled off right now or curtained off. A lot of things rumored, among them the new sports book, which has not been confirmed, but is probably going in near the front, near the strip.
Better location than it is currently.
Yeah, so we shall see. As things are announced, we'll let you know. But right now, there's just a lot of work being done, and they haven't really announced what specifically they're doing in each location. Related to Click is the company that is running that, Click Management, is going to be operating a new restaurant in the former Revolution Lounge space at the Mirage. According to Eater, it's going to be called The Still. And it will be an 8,000 square foot space, including a 2,000 square foot outdoor space, which I don't believe Revolution Lounge currently has an outdoor space, so they're knocking out a wall or something. The design will also include an Airstream trailer with a working kitchen. Again, hipsters. Millennials and hipsters. What's the deal with Airstream trailers and hipsters? Any idea?
Didn't Silverton have something? And they've had it for a long time. That was like pre-hipster.
Yeah, I don't even know. I just know that they've got the Airstream.
I think Silverton has something.
They've got
like
the Airstream
that,
down
they used
at
to.
Gold Spike. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've got the little Airstream. Isn't there like an Airstream camper park downtown that Tony Shea lives in now?
Yes.
I'm old. I don't understand any of the shit that's going on around me anymore. The world is falling apart. Anyway, they're going to have an Airstream with a kitchen as part of this new restaurant, apparently.
Okay.
No word on an opening date. All right, that's it for the news this week. Let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, a new year is coming. 2016 is just weeks away. Are you excited about 2016?
Sure.
I am too. It's always,
we have some fun things planned for 2016.
It's always, it's true, and it always seems like, oh, it's a fresh new year. We can leave anything shitty that happened in 2015 behind, although 2015's been a good year, and we can do, you know, we can start over. Mm-hmm. Well, as part of 2016, I'm encouraging everyone, and I have such influence that this is going to mean a lot.
You are a tastemaker.
As part of your New Year's resolutions, you should decide to go somewhere new. Do you think that's a good resolution?
I think it's a good resolution. I'm not sure how it applies to this household, but...
I know. We kind of get stuck in this Vegas thing because we love it there. Mm-hmm. But if you do decide to go somewhere new in 2016, one of the things you should do to make your trip better is check out Viator.com. They can help you make your trip awesome. They have thousands of tours, attractions, adventures, shows, and other experiences in dozens of locations. I pulled up one random example.
Okay.
Seattle. Hmm. I don't know why. Maybe because I've wanted to go to Seattle for a long time, but I was too busy going to Las Vegas instead.
I would like to go there sometime.
Well, when you go to Seattle, you can do things like tour the Boeing factory.
Ooh.
That would be interesting. I find myself watching airplane-related TV shows a lot lately. Not the crashing stuff, but like the...
How it's made?
Dreamliner jet kind of cool shit
related
to airplanes. So, yes, I would be all over the Boeing factory tour. Here's something.
The Boeing factory or the blowing factory?
Boeing factory.
Okay.
Is there a blowing factory? And if so, do they have tours?
And what, no, but they have free samples at the end.
That's what I want to know what the sample consists of. The Chihuly Garden. This is a Vegas tie-in. Mm-hmm. Chihuly Garden and glass exhibit. Dale Chihuly, of course, did the cool...
ceiling in the Bellagio lobby.
Thank you for clarifying something I could not spit out. Yes, so there's a Chihuly exhibit there in Seattle. You can also take a cruise of Seattle Harbor. There are tons and tons of things available in Seattle and all the locations that Viator serves. Yes, yes, yes. Viator has all the cool stuff to make your trip awesome. And they support this show and have for a long time, and we love them for that. Check it out at Viator.com. They've got great iOS and Android apps as well. And of course, if you're going to book, please go to our website at 500bymidnight.com, click through our banner or link in the show notes before you book, and we get extra credit points, and it tells Viator that you've heard about them here. So, thank you, Viator. This week's Facebook group post of the week goes to a November 27th post from Dave. Wait, is this right? Did I update this? No, this is old.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so. I think I forgot to update the...
When was the last show we did?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. We've been out of it for so long.
I remember updating the Facebook post of the week. Oh, maybe I didn't. Maybe I forgot. No, we're not going to have a Facebook post of the week, guys.
Okay.
I fucking forgot. Oh. Welcome back to 500 by Midnight. Didn't you miss us last week? This morning, somebody posted, just before we started recording, somebody posted, what is going on with the show on Facebook?
What?
They're worried about us because we had a week off last week.
Wow.
I know. Well, now you know what's going on with the show. It's the same mess that you know and love, I guess.
Hopefully love.
Shit. This is what happens when we take a week off. The lesson here is don't take a week off, I guess, right?
I guess.
It all falls apart. Let's do phone calls. I'm just done.
Hey, buddy. Name's Julian from SoCal. Called a few weeks ago about Vegas. Halloween in Vegas. So I went on a Vegas trip this Thanksgiving week. I left that Tuesday, came back Sunday, and had to work on Monday, which is great. Stayed at the Downtown Grand for the first night. It was interesting. I really enjoyed my room. I liked the room. Didn't care so much for the noise or the casino, unfortunately. I felt like the flights were a little too tight. I think there was about me and like three other people gambling in the casino that night. The hotel was crowded though, but the casino was pretty empty. I had better luck at the Fremont Hotel across the street. Pretty interesting place, just a lot of shady characters. Mm-hmm. How many people I encountered that were just a little shady, but I don't recommend walking around downtown Las Vegas in the early morning hours because I had Pizza Rock that night and it was delicious. I had the purple potato pizza and I tried the linguica. It was good, but unfortunately it made me a little bit sick. So that caused my early morning walk to Walgreens and it was a scary walk because there was a lot of shady characters out. And that's all that was out too. So It was very interesting. It was very empty, but the few people walking around were, you know, like homeless, just shady people, just shady characters, kind of. Had a great time, though. Had Pinchos Tacos in Container Park. It's delicious. If you like authentic Mexican food, I recommend going there. And I also, like I said, I had Pizza Rock, and it was also delicious. Went to go see Zumanity at New York, New York. I stayed there as well. Zumanity was interesting. I just thought it was a little too loud. I don't know. I don't really have much to say about Zumanity. I know it was very entertaining. I don't know. It's not as titillating as they say it is. I thought it was more funny. I mean, I didn't, you know, I didn't have like a boner or anything at the end of the show. I just thought it was like,
did you want, you know, one?
Whatever. It was entertaining. Yeah.
There are places you can go for that.
I won't get one off my Vegas. So it was worth it. I enjoyed it, but yeah. Anyways, I enjoy the show. Keep it going. Thanks.
Bye. All right.
I like that he used titillating, though.
I want to see his travel. What is it? Is it Travelocity that people always leave? No, not Travelocity.
TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor. I want to see his TripAdvisor review of Zumanity. Didn't get a boner. 1 star. thank you for that report. We will hear more from him shortly. You've been out on Fremont Street in the morning hours. Do you have concerns about what is going on? Do you have concerns about shady characters?
I'm generally not alone.
Oh.
If I'm in a group of people or with at least one other person, I'm not as concerned, I guess.
I haven't really encountered that. I don't know. I mean, it just, yeah, there are homeless people around, yeah, but they don't really
usually
bother
there
me.
Are a lot of, usually there are enough people around where, you know, if somebody's going to make a scene, enough other people will see it. I don't know.
Okay. Just curious. All right, moving
along.
I know
along. That stretch between Downtown Grand and the rest of Fremont Street.
Yeah, that's
Street
a little sketchy.
Is a little,
it's just because there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Fremont Street itself is
not
a
so
lot
much.
More, it's a lot busier.
All right. Moving along to our next caller. We'll hear more from him shortly. But in the meantime.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Jeremy from Canada calling
Hello.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada in the beautiful Cromwell Casino. Just thought I'd give you a little update. This is a semi-drunk dial, not quite drunk dial. Just a feeling good dial. Staying at Cosmo, got a really good rate. It seems like it's a very slow time of year, so it's a good time for people that are looking for value to come and maybe stay at a property they normally wouldn't stay at. I know everyone has their sort of favorite casinos they like to go to that they usually gamble at. One that I've added to my list is this one at the Cromwell. It's, you know, really convenient right off the strip. You're not far from the tables. Nice vibe, small, but really, it's really nice in here and good dealers. Another tip is that they seem to always have a $5 craps table open every time I've walked through, and I usually kind of walk through just to check it out every day, every morning, and there's always a $5 craps table going. So that's a good plus right there. A couple properties that caught my eye that I used to maybe thumb my nose up to prior, they're looking good, I thought, was Bally's and Harrah's. They both have a lot to offer. Harrah's seemed like they had new carpet and nice new chairs. It just was looking really good in there, I thought. Had a good run at the poker so far. We finished first, third, and fourth in 3 tournaments, so having a good, fun time with that. Went to the D last night, and that was always fun, good music. It was busy, relatively busy in there, even for a slow time of year, so it was a fun atmosphere. Did the high roller today, and I think that was really well done. You know, it was a really good experience. I think it's a good thing to do in the afternoon if you're just trying to kill a little bit of time before the evening starts. It's just beautiful up there. You can see out to the mountain. I think that's about it for now, but I do want to give out a shout-out to my wife, Virginia, who's a big fan of the podcast and also lets me come out to Vegas and enjoy it. So it's my sort of get away from real life and get away from... home, and she's always been really supportive in letting me go out and do that. So I wanted to give a shout out to my wife Virginia, and thank you guys very much for the podcast. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
We'll hear more from Jeremy shortly. Thank you for cool. that call.
Yeah,
I'm always amused by the word choice people use when they discuss their spousal relationships. Do you let me go to Las Vegas every 2 years with the guys? Is that how you would classify the arrangement?
I would not classify it as that.
Tolerate.
Tolerate.
Yeah. All right. One
I'll
other...
tolerate it more if it's at a different time of year.
That's the plan. That is the plan. another word on the Cromwell and the casino there. They
love it.
I do love it. We haven't gambled a ton there, though, but
no.
I suspect we might because they've put in about half a dozen video poker machines that have favorable pay tables compared mm-hmm. to other, especially Caesars properties, but other strip video poker. Now, the downside to that is you don't earn total rewards points as quickly as you do on other machines.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of 1 point for every $10 through, you get 1 point for every $50 through, which is, you know, if you're playing quarter, that takes a long time.
Yeah, it does.
But if you're not as concerned with racking up total rewards points and you just want to play a machine that has better pay tables,
that would be
they've got some options
choice.
There.
Yeah.
So check out vpfree2.com if you're interested in what specific types of games they have there or anywhere. All right. Next caller.
Hey, 500. I'm calling with a trip report. I went out on Thanksgiving Day, November 26th, and was out in Vegas for four nights. Stayed one night at the Cosmopolitan. Very nice, as always. Definitely, I think, the best rooms on the Strip. Disappointed that they didn't have one pool open, which I think they kind of should in that whole complex. But overall, wasn't there too long. I got comped. They will comp me there, but only on the very slowest nights. But it was enjoyable. Then I stayed the rest of the trip at the DE downtown. As the D, as always, was a little noisy, but you're in Vegas, you might as well enjoy what's going on. But it is true that the higher rooms are better there. They have really, really, really improved the elevators. I never waited more than 5 seconds for an elevator. I think the gambling is not quite what it used to be there. I missed some of their old video poker machines that were pretty high paying, but overall it's as good a place as any in downtown. Spent some time around at the Downtown Grand, which was quite lightly attended. I was there, I don't know, sort of in the afternoon of a couple of those days. Main Street Station, which is always a good choice, much more lively, very good video poker. I think the buffet there is still good, but it's not quite what it used to be. I saw a couple of shows out there, the Dead & Company at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. I am a Deadhead, out loud and proud about all that, and it was just as fun as always. That was, you know, my main evening entertainment. As far as restaurants go, I made a bad mistake of going to the buffet at Planet Hollywood, the Spice Market buffet on Thanksgiving night. That was just a bad mistake. It was like Lord of the Flies. The kids were just screaming everywhere. It was noisy. The staff could not keep up. The line was long. And I like that buffet, but it is a bad mistake to go there on a holiday. Also, they don't honor any discounts on holidays, I found out. But, and by the way, my name is Howard from Washington, D.C., and it was a good experience overall. I managed to get out ahead a little bit on gambling, which is always a good thing. And it was a good trip. But don't go to the buffet on Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Thanks for the report. Yeah, holiday weekends are kind of busy with families.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Thanksgiving Day especially gets crazy.
Gets a little nuts.
Yeah.
So thanks for the report. Appreciate that. I didn't know where he was going when he said he made a mistake by going to the Planet Hollywood buffet. I thought maybe, you know, intestinal issues or something. But no, just too many kids. That will cause intestinal issues, too. I understand. Speaking of intestinal issues.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Travis and Travis and Michelle. I'm playing the Snow Leopard slot at the Mermaids Casino, Fremont Street in Vegas. My wife has hit a royal flush, and we decided against our better judgment to come to Mermaids for a snack.
Oh.
I got some White Castle sliders.
Oh.
Looking around the room, we estimated 50% of the people here will most likely shit their pants. Whether or not we're right remains to be seen, and I hope I'm not one of them.
Okay, I like that call. I like the idea of going to Mermaids and wandering around the room and going, yeah, I think we're at about 50% of these people crapping their pants tonight. That's probably the place to do it. You could really,
wait, the place to do it?
Not to crap your pants, to estimate how many people are going to crap their pants.
Okay.
In fact, I think you could walk down Fremont Street on any Friday night and go, I think about 50% of the people here are going to shit their pants tonight. And you're probably going to be right. Thanks, Travis. I appreciate that call. All right. We're going to just soldier on. This week, my goal is to figure out what the fuck is causing the static on our goddamn podcast and to fix it.
Okay. Everyone will appreciate that.
Yes. I'm going to do that because it's driving me up the wall. I'm not happy right now. Can you tell?
A little cranky.
I'm a little ragey. All right. You know who doesn't make me ragey? This next gentleman. Frequent caller, longtime listener, good friend, BC.
Hey, it's BC. I'm calling with my review of the show X Country at Harris, and I'm not really a big fan of country music.
He likes the titties, that's my guess.
Because it was cheap.
Uh-huh, that's why you picked it.
I had a $2 coupon for
that's why.
Sports Night,
BC,
and it was 24.
BC's gone, what show should I see? Mac King, I can probably get into free if I buy two drinks, or I can see some titties at X Country. That one's cheap. I'm going to X Country. It's okay, BC. You can tell us the real reason, not because it was cheap. We understand, and it's cool, and it's okay.
$10 out the door, which was about $10 cheaper than X Rock or X Burlesque. So I figured I can take country in small doses, and I like girls in Daisy Dukes and cowboy hats. So I figured it would work, and it did. I posted a picture of the stage on the group on Facebook. It's small, so I was expecting to be disappointed, but I was not. They do have a more expensive seating package that they said would get you closer to the stage, but I just got there half an hour before the show started, and I got plenty close. There are some bad seats in the back, so either get there early or pay the extra, I guess, but I would say just get there early. They have the stupid little cocktail tables and the crappy chairs, but the show only runs an hour and 15 minutes. So you can survive that. There were five girls in the show, ranging from small to medium on top, I guess. Plenty of costume changes. The girls were very attractive. One thing that I appreciated was, even though they had plenty of lighting effects, they let you see the skin. They don't try to hide the nudity with crappy lighting, dim lighting, whatever.
It helped that BC was wearing a miner's helmet with a big light on the front while he was in the show, too.
So I thought that was nice. And even though they had the decent stage equipment for good lighting, they didn't get all fancy with it. I recognized some of the songs. Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks, Fancy by Reba, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, which
it's not really a country
is a good choice, of course.
No, but she qualifies because of her country roots.
But
if you're going to have a show, I think Shake It Off is a good addition.
Uh-huh.
A good selection.
I agree. Thunder Rolls?
I know.
How do you really shake it to that?
I don't know. You want to see this one?
No.
Should we go to X Country?
No.
It's cheap.
No. I'm just going to ponder these things in my mind.
Which
okay.
Unfortunately made me think of Tim because he read on that song.
Oh, we were talking over that. He said they did Truck Yeah, which I was joking about when I said they would do Truck Yeah.
That's
a song that I once sang on this podcast and improvised some fantastic, I would say, lyrics. Would you agree with that assessment?
Sure.
Once, and I didn't really want to be thinking about Tim at a topless show, but there you go. one girl also danced to Crazy by Patsy Cline, which I wouldn't have thought would work, but it did. It was actually a good number. Some of the numbers were full songs, and some of them were just little snippets. So the dance numbers varied in length, and if you didn't like a song, it was over pretty quick. the show was 75 minutes, with the first 30 minutes being dancing, then 15 minutes of a comedian, and then
was
30
it titillating?
Minutes of dancing. The comedian looked like maybe he was just dropped in from the other X shows, X Burlesque and X Rock. He was not country, thankfully. He wasn't great. He was okay.
Nobody cares about the comic in X country.
That was probably the best part of his act. For such a small stage, I didn't think that they would do much with it, but they actually had some stage props. One woman did a dance suspended from, you know, ties on the ceiling. They brought out a stripper pole at one point. They brought out a big teeter-totter, which I think is an especially appropriate name for a seesaw when there are two topless women on it. My favorite prop that they used was a big brass bed that they brought out and tilted it vertically on the stage. So it kind of reminded me of Ka, where they're fighting on a vertical wall. This was two women in bed, on a vertical bed, and they were able to suspend themselves by hanging onto the brass headboard. So I thought that was kind of creative, and I was surprised they were able to get this huge bed on stage. But that was a good number. One drawback to the show, the drinks were expensive, which I guess is to be expected. I paid $9.75 for a gin and tonic, and it was small. The guy behind me paid $6 for a beer, so maybe don't drink if you're going to go.
Oh, I'm drinking.
It's only an hour and a quarter, and you know, you don't have to drink for that.
Drink before you go.
Time. If you've seen the show Fantasy, that may be the only better bargain out here. I think you can get it for free through My Vegas, and it's a bigger stage. It's actual theater seats, and I think there are eight women in that show, and it's got some live singing.
How was the comic?
So Fantasy would be a better choice if you could get it through My Vegas for free, but otherwise, I definitely recommend X Country at Harris. And then to sum up my review, the grand finale featured assless chaps on the dancers, not on the comic. So that was really good, too. So I say give it a try. If this sounds like something that you would like, you probably will. Bye.
I'd like to clarify that all chaps are assless. If they weren't, they would just be pants. Correct? Sure. All right. That may be my favorite show review of all time on this show.
Does it make you want to go see it?
Kind of. In a way. Right now, sitting in our living room, I'm like, we have to go see that. But once we get to Las Vegas, it would be, no, I'm not spending my time going to see X Country. But I appreciate BC
the tip
it for us.
Is drink before you go.
Yes.
That would be, okay.
That's a good tip for any show in Vegas, well, just about.
Yeah.
You know, the drink size for Olivia Newton-John was the opposite. The drinks were huge.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They only did one pass during the show or at the beginning of the show. And I'm sure they were probably ridiculously priced, but they were gigantic drinks. So I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case at X Country, unfortunately. All right. Do you want to see this show? Kind of, huh? Yeah, you kind of do.
Kind of do. I kind of do. If I were in the right frame of mind or something.
Right level of intoxication?
Yes, that's more like it.
All right.
I could be persuaded.
Noted. Honey, we're going to a topless show. Are we going to go see X Country, X Burlesque, X Rocks, Fantasy? We can't see Jubilee anymore. What are the other topless shows? No, that's about it. Which of those would you choose?
I think I'd choose X Country.
Rack
just
and roll. Rack and roll doesn't exist anymore.
Headlights and tailpipes.
Oh, there's a good throwback. Nice. All right, let's move along. Let's check in with Julian again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Julian from SoCal again. I wanted to follow up about the places that I ate at. I felt like I ate a lot this trip. After the Sexy Circus at Zumanity, we went over to Nine Fine Irishmen, and I had the fish and chips, and they were very good. I wouldn't say they were like great, but they were very good. I got a buy one, get one coupon.
It could have been more awkward if he had had a boner after Zumanity, so it's a good thing that he didn't, so he could go have dinner.
Throwback to the previous call. Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an issue, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any report from BC on whether or not he had a boner at the end of X Country. I'm kind of disappointed in that part. The show.
Not my Vegas as well. So I would recommend it if you're staying in New York, which we were, and had an amazing view. Next day, we moved over to the Luxor. It's not luxurious, but, you know, it is what it is. Had dinner at Trevi Thanksgiving Day. It was delicious. Had a seat right next to the fountain. It was an experience all around. Service was great. Food came out fairly quickly for such a packed restaurant, and it being Thanksgiving as well. So all around good experience at Trevi. Tried their wild mushroom lasagna, which is very, very nice. Also, the next day after Trevi, that morning went over to the Rio and headed over to Hash House the Go-Go. This is my first time ever going there. Heard plenty of good things, and it was very delicious. I had the bacon waffle. It was good. I expected like little pieces of bacon to be spread out throughout the whole waffle, but it didn't work that way. It was like strips cooked into the waffle. I didn't really like that, but it was still very good. And then that night we went over to the Mandalay Bay and went over to the House of Blues Crossroads. Oh my God, that voodoo shrimp was everything. That was so good. I had to come home online and find a recipe for it. That voodoo shrimp was just so good. I don't know. That's all I can say about that. Had a very great time there and very good drinks there as well. And then the next day we went over to the Red Rock Resort and Casino. We stayed there for a night. Beautiful, beautiful rooms. Long ass hallways. So our room was at the very end of the resort. So you get out of the elevator. We had to make our way all the way down to the very end. It was a long walk. And we stayed there right after hiking at Red Rock Canyon, which is beautiful. I suggest if you go to Vegas a lot and you've never been, you need to go because it's so different than, you know, the Strip, obviously. And it's just something different to do. It was so beautiful. We went hiking. It was great. Had a very great time there. So, yeah, overall, I enjoyed my time in Vegas. I can't wait to go again. Thanks, guys. Bye.
One of the things I liked about Red Rock when I stayed there is the rooms, the way that the hallways are laid out is you've got your long hallway, and then your room, the room doors aren't right in the hallway. There are little tiny mini sub hallways that branch off of the main hallway.
Okay.
And there are two rooms down each of those.
Ah.
They're really short, but I think it helps cut down on the hallway noise.
Nice.
Because your room door is set back a little bit. So especially with, like, you know, how the doors make noises when they shut a lot of times, they're kind of loud. The only one you're really going to hear is the one across from yours.
Hmm.
So it's kind of nice. I like that. Anyway, yeah, it's always kind of a bummer when you're like 40 miles from the elevator.
Yeah.
Regardless of the...
Unless you get a really great room.
Yeah. Well, that's true. At the end of the hallway, a lot of times then you're in a suite. But I really like Red Rock.
Yeah?
I really liked staying. It was a long time ago now, but I really liked staying there. It was a nice place.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it is very far away. But if that was located like in a convenient location to the Strip, I would love staying there again. Odds are I'll never stay there again. Do you see us staying at Red Rock anytime soon?
Probably not.
No, it was too far away. But for a work conference, it was a good deal. I liked it.
I'm glad you had a good experience.
Yeah. I'm drinking a beer at 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
It's noon now.
That's the only way I'm coping with this fucking podcast. That's how I'm feeling right now. I'm going to be honest with our listeners. I've got a tasty buzz right now.
Good, good. I would join you, but I just took some migraine medication,
so I don't think that would... Well, it might be fun, but...
No.
No, not
no, let's not do that.
Okay. All right, we got a couple more calls. Let's check in with Jeremy again, shall we?
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Jeremy from Canada again, now officially in drunk dial mode. Just wanted to let you know, went to the Bounds Bar at
Love that bar.
Cromwell. It was very nice, really neat cocktail menu. One funny thing, though, I ordered a drink, and it came in fancy copper cups, basically, and I wanted to then take that and go play some craps.
Sounds to me like he was drinking a Moscow Mule or variation thereof.
Mm.
Yep, those copper mugs are in high demand. We went to a restaurant here recently, and they required a deposit or some shit, didn't they?
Yeah, because people keep walking off with them.
Yeah, that's what happened here.
But I guess people have been stealing those cups, so they wouldn't let me do that unless I left my ID. So that was kind of funny. So I just went ahead and left my ID so I could carry on to the craps table at the same hotel. Also, a pro tip, if you're crossing Las Vegas Boulevard on the ground, for example, Cosmo to Planet Hollywood or Mirage to Harrah's, where there isn't an overpass and you're actually walking across the street. When the little white man comes up, don't be the first to go. Just wait maybe 3 seconds, let 5 or 6 people go ahead of you, because you're a lot less likely to get hit then. There's a lot of people, sounds kind of mean, but it's a pro tip. So I would advise that you did that. A lot of people are looking at their phone, looking at the casinos, and they just plow right through those yellow and red lights. So just wait 3 seconds, let 5 or 6 people go ahead of you, and then go ahead. Don't be the first one to cross Las Vegas Boulevard. Pro tip there. Thanks for the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
In fact, I recommend just pushing somebody out in front right before when the light is still red. Just no, don't do that.
No, no.
Yeah, safety first. Let somebody else take the hit.
Look both ways before crossing the street.
Yep.
Making sure nobody's careening toward you.
Yep. All right. Thanks for that call. Bound Bar is a good bar. That's a
Cromwell. I like that bar a lot. I
haven't been there in a while.
Oh, we should go again.
We should.
Soon.
I agree.
I wish it were soon.
Me too.
Someday,
all right.
Someday.
You know who will make my day better?
Who?
Al from San Diego.
All right.
All right.
This is a global prepaid call from
Al from San Diego.
Press 1 to accept.
It's like he's calling from prison.
Press 2 to decline.
What did Al do?
Why don't you just tell me your answer?
Hey, Tim, Michelle, it's Al from San Diego. I'm in Mirage jail.
He is in jail.
I don't know whether you saw that Periscope. That woman came right at me 30 seconds into it. I'm making a Periscope at the Mirage, and this woman, this tough lady, about 70, 5'1", comes up to me and says, I hope you're not taking pictures. And I said, as a smart ass, I said, no, video, actually. She didn't like that, and she told me to turn it off. That's actually been happening a lot lately. I know it was a big deal, forever in Las Vegas. But now they're really cracking down on it. And I think now when I go into places, you know, they used to have photos of card counters or cheats. I think my picture comes up. This is a guy who takes video in the casino. So I was busted.
Maybe if you wouldn't be walking around with a fucking selfie stick 6 feet out in front of you while you're walking through the casino, you wouldn't get busted. You got to be subtle, Al. Come on.
Wasn't as bad as at the Cosmopolitan when I was dumb enough to be doing a Periscope while playing video poker. That time security showed up and kind of made a little semicircle around me. Not this time. She was just kind of stern about it. And I was a little jerky. And then I went and had a beautiful drink at the brand new Center Bar at Mirage. I had a drink there, and it was called Baller's Old Fashioned. I highly recommend it. The bar is pretty, I mean, it's 50 feet literally from the classic sports bar there. So I'm not really sure, is there a need for that? No, but they're doing something very different over there. It truly is a scratch bar. And their drink menu is, it's the same old thing. But I thought there were some interesting choices, especially with regards to the way they're finishing a lot of their bourbon drinks. I had, with the Baller's Old Fashioned, because I'm a baller. There were cherry bitters in there and like a smoked cherry bitter flavor. So that really played off the cinnamon booze and the bourbon that was in there.
Yes,
I liked it quite
please.
A lot, and I'd recommend it. Also today, went and checked out Siegfried and Wise Animal Kingdom or whatever it's called, and had fun there. That's like, I always say to people, ask for that comp when you're playing at Mirage, because they just like can those out. So if you play like an hour and a half of blackjack, it's easier to get that than a buffet pass. I mean, because think about it, it costs them basically nothing. It's open. They're just letting someone in there. And I always like think it's a great hour to kill. I skip the dolphin thing for the most part because that's a little depressing. But you can get so close to the cats. You know, unfortunately, there's no smoking in the exhibit.
That'd be a good habitat.
A good time. A couple other things I did. One of the things I like to do is come out to Las Vegas this time of year because it's not very crowded. And I had it's really easy to go to the bars during dinner, the nice restaurants, and just kind of be a solo diner and not have to fight the crowds or be able to oboe with someone. I also want to say that one of the big mistakes I made is we're so used to saying no in Vegas, like when people come up and they ask you for this or that or the other thing. When I was checking in, this very nice lady who was checking me in here, I'm staying at Encore right now, heading tonight down to the D Las Vegas, which I know you're familiar with. This lady kind of offered me an upgrade, and I just immediately said, no, not interested. You know, I worked the whole thing out. I planned it out. But as I got to my room, I realized she'd made me a pretty good offer and a pretty good upgrade. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's worth listening to people. Sometimes they are trying to help you out. This would have been a pretty good deal for me. It would have been an upgrade to one of the tower suites for under $200 for three nights. So that would have been, I said no without even thinking about it, but I'm thinking it would have been fun to stay in those rooms again. Anyway, I love the podcast. You guys had a great year this year. Vimp was amazing. I thank you guys for not making fun of me for fanboying on Mikey. That was one of the best weekends of the year for me. And I can't wait to see you guys again in October. And I will get out of Mirage Jail. A cocktail waitress is going to bake a cake and put one of those knives in it. I'm going to cut out, and I'm going to be free.
I was going to hear from Al. Do you know, I don't remember him fanboying on Mikey, do you?
No, I don't.
We all are Mikey fanboys, it's okay. I have to confess, this may be a first in 500 podcast history. We're almost at 11 years, by the way. In the 11 years that we've been doing this show, first time this week, I had a dream about a listener, and that listener was Al from San Diego.
Huh. What kind of dream was it?
I dreamt that Al was visiting the Twin Cities with a couple friends,
mm-hmm.
and that for some reason he was staying at my brother's house, Mike from Roseville, who probably isn't listening to this, but I know Mike and Al talk on Twitter sometimes. And so Al showed up with his friends, and they were all excited to do like Twin Cities touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, he didn't emerge from my brother's basement for 3 days, and then he just went home.
Your mind works in mysterious ways.
I know. I have no idea what that means or where it came from, but so.
He was in jail.
Yep. So yeah, had a dream about Al from San Diego this week. All right. Congratulations, Al. You're the first listener I've had a dream about. I don't know what that means. It scares me a little bit, but it happened. All right. Fine. Did we just get a delivery on a Sunday? What kind of shit are you ordering these days?
Not a delivery. There's an older car that's pulling up with a very loud engine.
Phone books?
Yeah.
All right. Final call of the week.
According to all the machines I've played this week, my new name is Please Reinsert Player's Card.
All right. Thanks, BC, for that. We've all experienced that.
Oh, yes.
All right. We have some thank yous.
Unfortunately, some of us have said after putting a lot of money through the machine.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Before we go, we've got a few things to wrap up. Hopefully, we won't have any more static during this. I think I've isolated maybe the cause of our static, which will make it easier to fix. Okay. Anyway. This week's Amazon.com listener purchase of the week, very tough choice because you guys have been buying a shit ton from our Amazon link, I'm guessing thanks to the holidays, and I thank you for that, by the way. But this caught my eye because it's Vegas-related. The Bouchon Bakery Cookbook.
Mm.
Bouchon, delicious restaurant at the Venetian from Thomas Keller. There is a cookbook for $29 hardcover. Caught my eye, and I thought it was like, oh, that would be great. You could make the delightful, delicious bakery items from Bouchon. And then I thought, I'm not going to bother because I could never even do it.
I could not replicate that, no.
No, but somebody did, and I hope that they make delicious Bouchon-esque
treats. Someone with a lot more culinary talents than I have.
Yes. So, anyway, thank you to everybody for using our link. We do appreciate it. Several PayPal... Craig's going nuts over... Oh, who cares? Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of our... Anybody want two boxers? Because
hopefully that sound isn't being picked up.
The next person who sends us a Karma donation gets two dogs. Any amount. Yeah, we've got a bunch of Karma donations from the last couple of weeks. Monthly recurring donations from Ryan, Laura, and Kelly. Thanks to all three of you. We do appreciate that. Travis, who we heard from a little while ago. Downtown, I believe it's the same Travis. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, whichever Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
We have multiple Travises. Downtown Vegas trip planned for this weekend. Thanks, as always, for the podcast, he said. You're welcome for the podcast, even this week when it's not up to what I would...
Are you going to put a tag at the beginning?
I'm not happy with this show.
Oh.
Amanda and Trevor, karma donation for playing Power Bingo at Gold Coast.
Ooh, yay. Thank you. Good luck.
I kind of liked playing bingo. I actually enjoyed bingo. Thoroughly liked.
I won, so I really enjoyed it.
Would you consider playing, now that we've done the bingo thing at VIMF, mm-hmm. would you spend an hour or so playing bingo in Las Vegas?
Quite possibly.
If it was convenient?
Yes.
They do have bingo at Plaza.
Yeah.
So it's an option. I'm just saying.
It smells in there, but.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
BC, we just heard from BC a couple times. He said this was karma gecko.
Mm-hmm.
See what he did there?
Yes, I do.
Clever. Sean.
Thanks, BC.
Karma donation for their first Cosmo stay this weekend. Wraparound Terrace. Terrace Suite.
Enjoy that.
Love that room. Have a good time.
Thank you and enjoy.
Brian from Pittsburgh. Love the show. Thanks for all the great info and entertainment. Donation for a trip that just wrapped up a couple days ago. Sneeze for the first time. Oh, I guess I didn't isolate the the static.
Uh-huh.
Hope you had a good time.
Yes.
Hope Bally's was good to you. Paul from Milwaukee with a karma donation for a trip coming up in 3 weeks. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great time. Sherry with a karma donation for her 40th birthday trip.
Oh, thank you and happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Have a great time. Dermot with a karma donation for a trip next week.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck to you. Mike, a.k.a. Vegas Bound, karma donation for an upcoming trip to Biloxi. Have not been to Biloxi, but he said the comps are too good to turn down.
Oh, well, good luck. Thank you.
Have a great time. That's coming up this week. Adam, upcoming trip with the guys, December 13th to the 15th to Fremont.
Cool,
have a good time. You won't be able to go to the cafe or buffet because it's closed right now, but we hope you have a good trip anyway. Inga with a local karma donation. She said she'll see us at VIMP 2016. She turned 60 then, and Merry Christmas.
Yay.
Well, thanks, Inga. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Good to see you at VIMP 2015.
Indeed. Our friend Kelly from Canada.
Yay.
Just taking care of some last-minute things, such as packing and sending my karma donation, because today is Vegas Day, bitches.
Woo!
And she said this was yesterday. She also said she loves Forensic Files, the Forensic Files opener last week. And we turned her on to that show through our other podcast, Dyslexic Heart.
It's addictive.
I know.
Forensic Files, not our other show.
No, our other show is... less than addictive, but Forensic Files, yes.
Yeah, so, well, thank you. Hope you have an awesome time.
Doug said, happy holidays. Hope to see you in 2016.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for the very generous donation. We hope to see you in 2016 as well. And finally, Cam and Patty from British Columbia, Canada.
Yay.
Karma for a New Year's Eve arrival at 6:30 on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Hopefully everything comes in on time. You'll get there. You'll get to your room. Everything's going to go perfectly. You'll get out on the strip in plenty of time to have a couple cocktails, see the fireworks. It's going to go great.
Yes.
Thanks to both of you. Thanks to everyone for listening. Hey, a couple things before we go. Hey, can you tell that I'm buzzed right now?
I'm glad you're feeling good because you were starting to get really frustrated.
I'm still really frustrated, but things are more tolerable thanks to pouring smiles on my brain. I have a book. I wrote it. you may have heard about it. It's called The
Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas.
Thank you. You can get it at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. The audiobook is so close to being done. People have been asking about it. Somebody asked about it again this morning on Facebook.
Will it have static?
No. I'm using different equipment for the audiobook. It is like...
Tell me more about your equipment.
Days from being done. Like this week. It's barring anything I can't predict, like Audible saying, nope, this files are problematic or something like that. It should be out within the next week.
Hooray!
We just have a couple minor things to finish up, and I have to give the whole thing one more listen just to make sure that I got all the edits right.
Because you love hearing your own voice.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing straight through. That's going to be tedious. But anyway, I'm going to do that this week, and keep an eye on Facebook and Twitter, and I will have details as soon as it is available. I will be sending it to everybody who...
You'll be pimping that shit hardcore.
Well, maybe. Everybody who gets that as part of their Kickstarter donations or... not really doing their Kickstarter contributions. They will be getting that as soon as it's done, which, like I said, should be this week. And then as soon as it's available for people who want to purchase, I will make sure and post that on the Facebook group as well as on Twitter. And then hopefully next week on the show, I can triumphantly proclaim that it's done and available. That is my hope.
Okay.
I'm so glad this show is over. I'm going to spend so much time trying to figure out every piece of equipment. I'm going to go through one at a time trying to figure out what the problem is here, because this is driving me up the wall.
And my apologies to anybody who has to listen to this, because that would be very jarring as a listener.
Sorry for the static.
To hear the static. So I hope I don't know. I hope the content of the show made up for it, but I doubt it.
Train wrecks are fun. People like the train wrecks. All right. You can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us Dear Tim and Michelle questions if you have them at 500@gmail.com. We haven't done Dear Tim and Michelle in a long time, but if you guys have questions, send them on. We'll do one soon. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, calling. Thank you for sticking with us through a rough show. I get so annoyed when we have technical problems, and I get so annoyed when the dogs are crazy and all this.
Know.
So I'm pissed.
You're pissed, but yet you're happy.
Eh.
Have another beer.
I'm going to, but I have to do some work, so that's going to be interesting. All right, we'll get things done. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.